Activists have been targeting companies with operational or strategic problems and calling for change, including lower costs, management changes, or strategy shifts. Although mandate-focused campaigns are not quite as common as they were, activists have continued to suggest that target boards should sell the company or spin off significant divisions and assets. They also continue to oppose announced deals that they believe undervalue the target. Governance issues remain common themes, as activists couple demands for board changes or other governance objectives with economic demands. As recently as last year, activist campaigns that focused on environmental and social issues were sometimes able to get meaningful traction. But the anti-environmental, social and governance, ESG, movement has become more powerful, and investors seem to be more reluctant to support ESG campaigns, unless the activist is able to demonstrate a clear link between the target's perceived ESG deficiencies and an underperforming stock price.
While activist investors employ a range of strategies to influence company governance and strategy, which can vary depending on the current macroeconomic environment, investor preferences, company size, and industry specifics, the ultimate goal to positively impact share price and return to investors remains consistent. Over the last 12 months, we have certainly noted an increase in campaigns targeting companies to make operational adjustments. This has involved a push for changes in management, a reevaluation of companies' methods for implementing their long-term objectives, and, when necessary, the revision of these long-term plans themselves. In addition, many activists are requesting that companies modify their capital allocation plan through share buybacks and increased return of capital to shareholders. While there has been a notable decrease in the number of activism campaigns that include a MANDA thesis, in large part due to the recent MANDA market, many activism campaigns still encourage companies to seek strategic transactions to generate value, focusing in many instances on divestitures or spin-offs of businesses that negatively impact value.
Over the last 15 years, the most common issue focused on by activists was capital allocation, specifically, the return of capital to shareholders through stock buybacks or dividends, instead of the company using the capital to reinvest in the company's business or to make acquisitions. These opportunities have largely been exhausted. Today, the more established activists are targeting operational activism, which takes significantly longer and is more difficult but, when successful, can create very significant returns. Operational activism focuses on changes to the business and often the management team that may take multiple years to see results. Another common tactic, targeted by activists, continues to be sale of the company either to a strategic buyer or taking the company private, and some activists have even gotten into the business of taking companies private themselves. We are also seeing more situations involving multiple activists, which makes it increasingly difficult for companies to decide how to respond appropriately.
All activist campaigns and investments are different, but recently we have seen activists focus on improvements in operational performance, accountability for operational miscues, valuation gaps, and board refresh of long-tenured directors. A thesis centered on operational improvements will inherently take longer for companies to implement and see results, contributing to the larger number of campaigns that remain ongoing, 49% of those launched in 2024. Activists looking for quick wins are often coupling operational demands with calls for changes in leadership, aggressively pushing for chief executives to step down. Further, as we continue to see a rebound in MANDA activity, we are starting to see the return of mandate-focused activism campaigns.
Financial activist campaigns are almost always balance sheet-driven, so an activist will typically focus their efforts around pushing for a company to make changes to its capital allocation and governance structure or to rethink core strategies. But an investor will often argue that the best way to create value for shareholders is to sell the company outright. As inflation rates start to cool and the MANDA market picks up, activists are becoming more aggressive in their arguments for companies to sell as well as pushing for a breakup or to spin off certain assets. Activists have also been targeting smaller companies much more frequently in the past 18 months. Valuations at the sub-$2 billion market cap range have on average remained much lower than large cap companies, which were able to recover from the pandemic far quicker, creating more opportunities for activists whose core strategy is always to find companies which trade at a discount to their intrinsic value.